morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how He's reaching out to the greater church community. Now, here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
Right-eyed bushy-tail. Okay. Gentlemen, I have a quick question. If I mention the word worship, what comes to mind? What jumps out there? Just spit it out.
Church.
Prayer.
God.
Jesus. Giving God His glory.
Anything else?
Trust.
Now, if you say church, what do you think of church? Worship. Church.
Singing.
That's a good one.
Praising.
Preaching.
Gotta have the word.
Fellowship.
All right. Anything else? That's it?
That's all I got.
Wow.
I'm spent.
And I'm spent. So we're talking about worship? We're done. We're good. All right. Some of those things, everything that you mentioned, we affiliate with worship. One of the things that I didn't hear is something like what Paul says in Romans chapter 12, you know, that sometimes we're supposed to present our bodies, our lives, as a living sacrifice, for that's our reasonable form of service or worship. Okay, so when you think about worship, it sounded like you were talking about that's a one-hour event once a week.
Sometimes on Wednesdays,
Sunday nights, you know. Yeah, there are other times. I don't think that's what the Bible's talking about. All right, so I kind of like to take a look at that today. So before we went on the air, I went around and I gave each of you a little scripture reading. Now some of these may be 2, 3, 27, no, not quite that long. Verses long, but... So let's go around the room. Let's have you read that scripture verse, and you could help our listening audience in case they want to follow along with their Bibles or something. You could kind of give us the address of what you're reading from. Can you do that?
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes,
we can. Yeah.
Okay, how about we start with you, Brandon?
All right. I'm going to be reading from Isaiah chapter 1, 12 through 17. When you come to appear before me, who has asked this of you, this trampling of my courts? Stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. New moon, Sabbaths, and convocations, I cannot bear your worthless assemblies. Your new moon feasts and your appointed festivals, I hate with all my being. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I hide my eyes from you. Even when you offer many prayers, I am not listening. Your hands are full of blood. Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed. Take up the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow.
Thank you. All right, gentlemen, what'd you hear?
That he doesn't want to see symbolism or, just false. Just one substance. He doesn't. That's our symbolism.
Okay. Anybody else hear anything? Before we move on to the next one.
Repentance. And looking at the woman there, I think they're talking about is the one that only had a little bit to give, but she was the greatest giver because she gave all of herself.
Okay. All right. All right. Who had the next scripture?
That'd be me.
Oh, and who's me?
Dan.
Okay. Because the listening audience doesn't.
This is from Isaiah, chapter 58, beginning with verse 3 through 9. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves, and you have not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife, and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen, only a day for people to humble themselves? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying in sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call it, fast? A day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this kind of fasting. I have chosen to loosen the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be on your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk.
Okay, very good, very good. Hi, what'd you hear? Thanks, Sam.
Yeah.
You don't want all of it, or you don't just want a little of us, he wants all of us.
Okay. Anybody else?
He doesn't want us to fast for a day and think that we've done something special, you know? I think he wants us to make real sacrifice to benefit our brothers and sisters and the poor and the oppressed. You know, not a one-day fast, and I think, okay, we're good. You know, I think it wants us to sacrifice every day for the benefit of the oppressed and the poor and the hungry.
All right. Anybody else?
Be all in, you know. Like, give it your all, pretty much. Don't just live it. Like,
yeah,
one day, you know, just, yeah. Yeah. Walk your talk, you know, help the homeless, serve the hungry, whatever.
Back to about giving. Sharing.
Good.
24/7.
That's right, buddy.
365.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it 100. All right, Doug, you want to share the third one?
I got Amos 5:14-24. Hate evil, love good, maintain justice in the courts. Perhaps the Lord God Almighty will have mercy on the remnant of Joseph. Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty says. There will be wailing in all the streets and cries of anguish in every public square. The farmers will be summoned to weep and the mourners to wail. There will be wailing in all the vineyards, for I will pass through your midst, says the Lord. Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. Why do you long for the day of the Lord? That day will be darkness, not light. It will be as though a man fled from a lion only to meet a bear. As though he entered his house and rested his hand on the wall only to have a snake bite him. Will not the day of the Lord be darkness, not light? Pitch dark, without a ray of brightness. I despise your religious festivals. Your assemblies are a stench to me. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard for them. Away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps. But let justice roll on like a river. Righteousness like a never-failing stream.
Okay. Initial responses. What do you hear?
Everyone wailing and weeping.
Wailing and weeping.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
I heard almost the same.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hear the same underlying theme.
Hmm.
You know?
Okay, so we have...
He hates the religious festivals. He hates that.
Okay, yeah.
I heard the day of the Lord returning is not going to be what most of us think it's going to be. Kind of.
Okay.
It's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be darkness, not light.
Okay. All right, Justin, you want to read our fourth one?
Yes, sir.
So we can kind of...
I'll be reading Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Is there a pattern developing here? All right, listening audience, they're shaking their heads yes.
Oh, there it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's just jump up to the Old Testament, so we can move along here. Aaron, you want to go ahead and read that little scripture James, from James?
Yeah, James 1, verse 27. Religion that God, our Father, accepts us pure and faultless to this, to look after orphans and widows and their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
Okay. All right, well, let's stop and think here. I mean, when we started this, we said worship, and we kind of came to the conclusion we seem to be describing what we do on a Sunday morning. All right, what we like to call church. Particularly in Isaiah and Amos, I mean, you hear that God can't stand those assemblies. Those assemblies mean nothing to him without a certain component present. It's not that God doesn't want us to gather on Sunday mornings. It's not that God doesn't want us to pray on Sunday mornings. It's not that God doesn't want us to fellowship. It's not that God doesn't want us to sing, right? It's not that God doesn't want us to hear his word on Sunday morning. But all that activity means nothing to God if there's no justice.
Right.
All right? That what we hear these prophets speaking out against, and even what James reiterates, this is what religion, this is what the practice of our Christian spirituality is practicing justice. Right? It's looking out, and now when the Bible talks about the widow, the orphan, and the alien, they're talking about the poor. And by poor doesn't necessarily mean economic impoverishment. It means people who are disenfranchised, people who are very vulnerable. Okay? And if we're not taking care of the vulnerable, because we're, as James would say earlier, you know, if we're worried about what we wear and whether we're getting the front row pew on a Sunday morning, and if we're not taking care of those who are hungry, as Isaiah says in 58, if we're not bringing the homeless into our house, if we're not taking care of the hungry, if we're not taking care of the vulnerable, then whatever we do on a Sunday morning means nothing to God. That's what all those scriptures are speaking about. That somehow or other there's a relationship that worship, right, is a reflection of the justice of God.
Yes. We're supposed to stand up for the injustices that go around.
Stand against.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, stand up for justice. So that means we stand against the injustice in the world. Now, Jesus said, summarized the law as what, gentlemen?
Love your neighbor and God.
Love God, love neighbor. Okay. Sometimes we'll show up on a Sunday morning, much like what the prophets are speaking against the Israelites here in their assemblies, because we think that we can either compensate or propitiate. How's that for a law? Okay.
That's a
$2
word.
That's a $2 word.
It's almost like Sunday morning just to make us feel better.
Oh, well, okay, which implies, because a couple things can happen, all right? Sometimes, we've all experienced this, sometimes we can show up on a Sunday morning and say, look, leave all your troubles behind you. Just, you know, erase your mind, empty your heart and everything, just open up yourself to God, all right? God's going to say, hogwash. All right, now why do you think God, that could be a stench to God's nostrils. Why? How so?
Because that's sometimes, Sunday's the only time people worship when they should be doing it all day.
Okay,
what are you going to do when you leave here?
Yeah.
Well, aren't you really, in a sense, denying what you brought to God?
Yeah.
The rest of your life, the 6 days before, right? And sometimes we will compensate. So if we sing the right song, all right.
Well, like these offerings that they talk. Slate wiped clean, you know.
Exactly. Well, that's kind of what God says. Your assemblies here and your offerings and your festivals and things like that don't mean anything to me, because really what you're trying to do is to compensate. It's almost like you're trying to pay God off by doing these pious acts, so that God will overlook what you did the 6 days before.
Your neighbor's struggling and you're closing the curtains, you know.
You should practice his principles all the time.
Yeah, and
when you go to church, be spirit filled before then. I mean, because if you do the right thing all the time, when you get there, you're just going to benefit. You don't have to get reloaded.
Yeah, so it's not that we want to separate the 6 days from before us as we come in, right? But at the same time, we're not trying to pay God off, but compensate for what we did the 6 days.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.